97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guests today are Trey Hill and Annie Williams. They are the owners of Industry, an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. Trey, Annie, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Annie, I said it's an eclectic restaurant. What makes Industry an eclectic restaurant?
Well, what we do is we focus on offering a variety of different menu options. So we don't have just the regular run-of-the-mill restaurant food. We have everything from donut burgers to pizzas to salads and sandwiches and various appetizers. And the other way we kind of change ourselves up from the normal Chapel Hill scene is our environment inside is very welcoming, slightly intimate, and just more private than what you'll find in most restaurants in Chapel Hill.
So a person doesn't need to make a reservation to come to Industry.
No, ma'am.
No.
Welcome anytime.
Yes.
But we take reservations.
Take reservations.
Yes,
okay, good to know. Why did you name it Industry?
So Industry came, if you walk into the restaurant itself, there's a lot of exposed piping when you first walk in. And also our backgrounds are, we feel that we can really relate to the working class people of Chapel Hill because we've worked really hard in our lives and tried to create an environment that respects other people's money when they come in to spend money. We want to give them quality for what they're spending their money on.
Got it. Now, Trey, who are your ideal customers?
Our ideal customers are the local community, Chapel Hill and Carlboro, and we would like the post-grad, maybe 25 to 40. We certainly don't turn away anybody, but we would just love anybody to really come. But it's a nice atmosphere for families, nice atmosphere for friends, just a good atmosphere overall.
What hours are you open?
We open every day of the week. We open at 5 o'clock, and on the weekends, we stay open until 2 o'clock a.m., serving alcohol, and the food stops at midnight. And during the week, we stop selling food at 10 o'clock.
Now, are both of you chefs?
No.
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 Maybe in our own homes.
Yes, you opened a restaurant. Why a restaurant? Annie, you were already in that location, I understand, with this former owner.
So my background comes in more from a financial standpoint in terms of keeping the books, payroll, taxes, keeping employees going. And previously, my brother was involved, and he was the culinary genius behind the menu. But he stepped away to pursue other ventures. So when he stepped away, we rebranded as Industry to reflect the new change in ownership. But we kept a lot of our old menu because it was just that good.
It sounds like a college kind of menu, and yet you cater to everybody.
Yes.
So who are what's your competition on Franklin Street?
Seems like, you know, I mean, everyone has to eat.
So that's a good point.
Like, you know, everyone's competition. But I think that everyone loves pizza. I mean, you can never go wrong with a good pizza. You can never go wrong with a good burger. So we wanted to kind of have some of those things for, you know, the general public. But we want to differentiate ourselves in certain ways by having special burgers, like the donut burger, for example.
Donut burger. Tell us about the donut burger.
Well, we are trying to be creative and play off the state fair staple, but instead of having greasy meat and bacon, our burgers are 8-ounce ground chuck beef with freshly cooked bacon and cheese and a fresh donut. So nothing's old, nothing's stale, nothing's greasy. It's just goodness. And a lot of people actually, instead of getting a burger, they'll do fried chicken. So you have the sweetness of the donut with the salty savoriness of the fried chicken
breast.
Would
you say that's your signature menu items?
I would say our tots are more of a signature menu item. I've had a lot of people come and talk to me and say they love the tater tots that we
offer. Tater tots?
Yes. It's amazing. It's different. They say that it's hard to find good tater tots around, and apparently we have very good tater tots.
Who knew? Who knew? Trey, why don't you tell us where you're located?
We are located at 403 West Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill, and this is located between Breadman's and Mama Dips. I know everyone, those are very well-known
local
places. Absolutely. So we are right in between there.
Well, thank you for that, Trey. Annie, with so many restaurants on Rosemary and on Franklin Street, what differentiates industry?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of places people can choose from. What we really focus on is that we want to give a quality experience, quality food, quality service at prices that people can afford. There's nothing worse than working really hard all day, maybe making $10 an hour, and going into a restaurant, spending $40, and feeling that you got gypped.
Yeah.
So that's really where we want to focus on, is that when you leave, that money was well spent and that you're going to come back because you really enjoyed your experience.
That makes sense. And I hope that's what you're experiencing with people coming in to visit industry.
Yeah, right. So far, so good.
Do you have television sets for games?
We've got two televisions there, and we have a projector as well outside.
Outside?
Outside mm-hmm. projector. We recently started showing the Game of Thrones. And we do that every day it comes on.
And then, yeah, definitely the games. Anytime there's a Carolina game, we're diehard Carolina
yes.
fans.
Good,
so
good.
Anytime there's a game, that will be on. And any type of big sporting event that we look forward to showing on the patio, because that is also something that differentiates ourselves from some of our competition.
All right. Well, we've established now that you're an eclectic restaurant. Yes. We know where you're located.
Yes.
We know what you two have a passion for. Let's get more into the business of the business. I understand opening a restaurant is no easy task. With licenses,
no.
with health department, blah, blah, blah. Describe some of the struggles that you had in opening industry.
I think you started on a great point in terms of the bureaucracy that's involved. Where we're at, we're in the Chapel Hill town limits, and there are a lot of regulations that we had to abide by, a lot of building code ordinances, fire code ordinances. You have the health department. And it seemed like in the beginning, it was sort of roadblock after roadblock. What else can happen so that we can't open is sort of how we felt. I know that's not how Chapel Hill meant it. Mm-hmm. And then comes in the other problem is once you're open, then how does the community know that you're open?
Yes.
So advertising in a way that was actually meaningful, because a lot of print media is no longer valuable. And I love the newspaper, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people aren't reading it for advertising. And then finding a way that's affordable. Trying to do something on Pandora costs thousands and thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
So how do we really reach our market, the Chapel Hill community, without going out of budget, without going bankrupt? And then another thing I think would be signage, finding signage that works, that people can visibly see. There are a lot of tall buildings around us, and people have a hard time figuring out exactly where we're at. And then the last one I'm going to throw in there, because I feel like I'm going off on a tangent, is parking.
Parking
in Chapel Hill is really difficult.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's actually a dirt lot right next to us, but we don't have any rights to it. Another company owns it. It's not our space.
Well, let's take a break on that note, because just to say parking, everybody's ears perk up.
Yes.
And let's come back and talk about some of these other items it took to get industry off the ground.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Trey Hill and Annie Williams, owners of Industry, an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Trey Hill and Annie Williams, who are the owners of Industry, an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. Annie, when we left off, you were talking about the situation with parking around Industry. Tell us more.
So anyone that lives in Chapel Hill knows how difficult it is to park. As soon as you start getting closer to Rosemary and Franklin Street, it's more and more difficult. And so that's definitely been a challenge that we've tried to overcome. So right now, what we're able to do is there's a paved lot next to the gravel lot. So if our restaurant, there's a paved lot, and that's owned by UNC. And so every night at 5 p.m., it actually opens to the public. So fortunately for us, that matches perfectly with our hours.
Good, good.
So that's one way we've been able to overcome it. Another thing is we're trying to talk to a lot of the other landowners that have parking spaces to see if they'd be available or open to having people park there at night, since they won't be open.
So if someone comes to Industry and the parking lot is full,
Mm-hmm. Where would you suggest they park?
So actually, so there's a paved lot next to us, and then across the street right next to Bredman's, there are two more paved lots. So normally, there's a decent amount of parking
within walking distance.
Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I assume attire is casual?
Absolutely.
Very casual. There we are. There we are.
Come as you are.
Trey and Annie, I imagine we have some listeners who've never heard of industry. How do you market your restaurant?
Marketing. We actually do a lot of different things. There might be a couple locals who have seen some of our marketing. One thing we do is we have recently put our cards and menus together and went door to door and actually, you know, let the community know that we're open and get a good idea of what's on our menu. And then there's also a coupon as well so they can come and save some money. That's one of the ways we use social media.
Yeah, it's free, why not?
Free is our favorite price. Hello. Okay.
So we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. And it's really trying to hit that local market. Like Trey said, sometimes it's going door to door, talking to the locals, letting them know that we're there instead of trying to do bigger things that don't necessarily reach our demographic.
Very good. It sounds like a good business plan as to how to get the word out.
Yeah, hopefully.
Feet on the street. Feet on the street. And there
exactly,
we go.
Exactly, exactly.
When did Industry open?
Industry opened in January of 2014.
I can imagine that was your brainchild when you said in the first segment, you thought, we're going to open a restaurant. And everything was ready after all the, my word, not yours, hassles of going through getting a restaurant open. You were ready to open, and you did in January 2014.
Right.
I got that. Why that location?
Industry is located in a perfect spot at Weisfield between the Chapel Hill and Carlboro community. It's directly in between the two, so, you know, Carlboro can come enjoy themselves there and Chapel Hill can come enjoy themselves there.
Yeah, it's really a great crossroads. I mean, it really brings together the community that's surrounding us and then Chapel Hill, Carlboro in general, because we're not all the way on East Franklin Street, which has a different demographic. We're not all the way into Carlboro, which has a different demographic.
Right.
So where we're located right in between, it's sort of just open to everybody. I mean,
got it. So it's like a perfect spot.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the first segment that people don't have to have reservations, but it would help. Yes. Why don't you give us the phone number, Trey?
So our number is 919-918-3932. Once again, the number will be 919-918-3932. Now, we do take reservations and we do take
carry out.
Yes, and if you would like to see our menu, you can go to our website, which is www.industrychapelhill.com, and all that is just spelled out. We have a email address as well, because since we don't open until 5 o'clock, we know there might be those times where you call the restaurant and, you know, no one's there to answer. So another way to get in contact with us would be our email address, which is industrychapelhill@gmail.com. And it's just all one word together, industrychapelhill@gmail.com. That would just be another form to get in contact with us for reservations or for anything you might like to discuss with us.
Okay.
Because we are very open to discussing things with the locals.
There we go, with the locals. There we go. Trey, tell us about your day.
Wow.
What do you do?
That's very interesting. So at Industry, we buy everything fresh and we buy everything local. Well, most of everything. So the way my day starts is I have to get up and basically do the shopping for the restaurant. We keep a list in our kitchen every evening of every ingredient that we use in the kitchen. And it's the job of our kitchen guys to basically just label that list and then send it to me. Another way we communicate with our employees. And then at the end of the night, I get this list. So when my morning starts, I go ahead and buy all the fresh salad mix or chicken wings, hamburger, whatever I might need. So it's actually very interesting. And then, of course, you know, you might have those times where you buy it all and then you get to the restaurant and realize there's one thing or two.
You forgot or did it happens, yes.
But, I mean, it's all a part of running a business. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I mean, it's fun, it's entertaining, and it's what I do.
I got it. Annie, what's your day like?
Interestingly enough, I'm not there for the shopping experiences, but what I really focus on is making sure the employees are happy, that their schedules are worked out, that the payroll is getting processed, that the taxes are being filed, and on a day-to-day basis, just making sure that the restaurant is clean, is functioning, is operating at its highest possible potential.
Who designs the menu?
So previously when my brother, before he left to do his own thing, he kind of set out the menu and we kept the menu, most of it, we slimmed it down a little bit to go with our best sellers. And we've been kind of playing around as we've gotten more comfortable in the culinary role and trying different things. And so we've basically just retained what we had before.
Very good. Well, it sounds delicious. Let's take another break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your eclectic restaurant called Industry. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guests today are Trey Hill and Annie Williams, who are the owners of Industry. I call it an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Trey Hill and Annie Williams, owners of Industry, an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. Trey, again, would you please tell us where Industry is located?
Of course I will. The address is going to be 403 West Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. And for a lot of those listeners that, you know, follow a little bit of the history of Chapel Hill, it was our location was previously Standard, and then it was Fused before that. Henry's Bistro prior to that, and Tijuana Fats prior to that. So it's got a lot of history behind it, and so we're hoping that we can just add to that and just make it a great spot for people to go to.
And I'm sure you are. Thank you. Annie, we said in the first segment that Industry, besides the name being so different, mm-hmm. is a different kind of restaurant. Why don't you tell me, say, three things that really make Industry unique?
Sure. In addition to our menu, which is across the board with burgers, salads, sandwiches, and pizzas, we also have a wide selection of craft beers by the bottle, and then we have four taps for the keg. So we always have rotating taps of local breweries that come in and we'll have their beers on tap, and then we have a lot of beers by the bottle that people can try that are all craft beers. The ambiance inside is also a second thing. I mean, you have to come in to understand and to appreciate it. It's one of those environments that's just, you come in and it's relaxing, it's inviting, it's warm. And then the last thing I would say is that we grew up here. The owners of Industry, we grew up. I went to Glenwood Elementary, Colbert Middle School, and Chapel Hill High School. Yes. And my family's been here for generations.
Generations, the same here. I went to McDougal Middle School, and I know I have generations here as well. Like my grandparents grew up and lived here. They worked with the university for years. My grandfather retired at the university. My mother lived in Chapel Hill. So, yes, we're very local, yeah. And we really just try to cater to this local community because, you know, it's a place we grew up at. We love this place.
You're still home.
Yeah.
Are there other owners of Industry?
We have one other owner. His name is Jermaine Evans. We're all partners in opening Industry. And
he grew up in Chapel Hill, too.
Another Chapel Hillian. Oh, my Lord. Go. Oh, my goodness. Well, tell me this. How did you get the collateral, the money, to get together to start this restaurant? You're both so young. How'd you do this?
It's a good question.
Well, it takes basically just we both went to college and just saving. We always wanted to open a small business. And we had just gotten a good opportunity because the previous owner just wanted to go on another business venture. So that was actually an A-plus for us. And like I said, this is definitely my first project, and this is Annie's second project. And, we just wanted to be successful.
Do you have a passion for restauranting? Is that what made you go into the restaurant business?
I would say absolutely. I mean, with restaurants, every day, you never know what you're going to get. Every day is fun. Sometimes it's stressful, but knowing that every day is a new adventure is definitely exciting.
Trey, Annie, thank you so much. You're both very delightful, and we wish you the best with Industry.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guests today have been Trey Hill and Annie Williams. They are the owners of Industry, an eclectic restaurant in Chapel Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.